Proud or humble? Welcome, good day, and hello to Silent Time, the opportunity to think on what is really important in life. Being proud or being humble? What do you target? Do you aim for? There seem to be so many advantages of being proud. And yet the Bible tells us not to be proud over others, neither as elder people over younger people, nor the other way around, neither as a teacher judging the students, nor as students looking down on the teacher, neither as an employee to the manager, nor the other way around, not in any aspect, not between races or origins, or whatever it might be. 1 Peter 5, verse 5 to 7, the same way the younger people should submit yourselves to old elders, and all of you must put on the apron of humility to serve one another. For the scripture says, God resists the proud, but shows favor to the humble. Humble yourselves then under God's mighty hand, so that he will lift you up in his good own time. Leave all worries with him, because he cares for you. Let's pray. Lord, you care for us. You are the holy God. You are the creator of all. You are far above us. You are almighty, all-knowing. We only have a certain knowledge. You only have a certain influence. You can do everything, and you know everything. And you are perfect. We are far from perfect. Thank you that you do not condemn us, that you do not look down on us in a condemning way as we would deserve. In fact, you have sacrificed yourself on our behalf. Thank you for your love, for your humility. Pray that you may fill us with your Holy Spirit, so that you change us away from all arrogance towards a serving mind, towards a good attitude, towards a personality that fits into your kingdom. All praise and glory and honor be to you forever. Amen.